Okay, the did not practice guys, Ty, Cody, DeMarcus, Evan, Lewis, and Peyton. The limited guys are James Casey, DT, Ryan Harris, and Omar. So that's where we're at today. You know, he looked really good. Talked to Greek before practice, and, you know, I'm sorry. Asked Greek, you know, you think he should be on a pitch count type of deal today? And he said no. We worked him out when he came back Monday, and Bill felt good about it. So he held up well. So, you know, we got a really competitive environment there right now and a nice problem to try to figure out who will be suiting. So it's a good group.
Gary, what do you remember from Broncos Raiders from all your years?
Oh, yeah, that, you know, just great games. You know, I'm going all the way back to the Coliseum, you know. That was one of my few games Elway let me start. I can't remember what was wrong with him. But, no, just a great, great atmosphere, you know, and obviously going to Oakland now, same way. I haven't been there in a couple of years, but I always know what the rivalry's been about. And so, you know, it's a great place to play, good environment.
Do you feel like the rivalry's lost some of its luster?
I don't think so. You know, I think every year is a new year, and, you know, they've been playing well, and, you know, we got a tough challenge going into their place. So, and, you know, so I mean, I expect a great football game, and we know it's a tough place to play.
Gary, three guys from the 1998 draft started last week, two of them in this game. Much as you've been around this league, both as a player, as a coach, you still marvel how some guys.
Who that is, Peyton and Woodson.
And Woodson, and then Hasselbeck was the third.
Well, first thing that would jump, those three guys is class. You know, that's what jumps at you. You know, obviously they're great players, but tremendous pros. You know, when they last that long, they're made of something special, and I think you would say that about all those guys. So, you know, I can just speak for Peyton being around him every day and how he handles himself, and then obviously watching Charles do it for so long and be such a factor and the leader of their football team still, you know, very impressive. Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, you know, you go back to the fact that he wasn't here opening week, and ever since he's come in, he's played extremely well, and he deserves it. I mean, he works hard. He's a great practice player. He prepares to play well on Sunday. I'm very proud of him.
Gary, when you went for it on fourth and one there in that situation, is that more of a calculated risk? Because you were saying you had a play in mind. Or is that just kind of – because some coaches say, I go by my gut.
I think it's a feel. You know, I think the biggest thing for us right there is we'd given up seven kind of in a lot of ways right before the half. And in the locker room, we talked about going and getting it back. And if I kick a field goal right there, it's not giving your guys a chance to go get it back. So that's really just the motion of the game and believing our defense can keep people pinned, you know, if we don't make it. So that's really what that had to do with.
Knowing what you know about Derek in practice today, do you anticipate a pretty solid workload for him?
We're gonna always rotate guys. But, yes, I do. I mean, you know, usually if we're a 65-play defensive football team, then I would expect him to play 35 of those plays, you know, maybe even a few more. So I think Derek's taking care of himself and work hard, and I think today's evidence of that.
How's Ty progressing?
You know, he's doing pretty good. You know, obviously he didn't practice today, but he was out here. We put him through some stuff, had him moving around. I think we're taking big steps forward. I think it's still a day-to-day deal. But, he, you know, today was a good day.
Pitch, do you think you're sticking with the same offensive line, or will Columbus get a shot?
Well, I think he'll be more familiar with what we're doing. You know, I mean, we'll see where we're at the end of the week. But I think Ryan and Michael both battled, and, you know, we're trying to keep everybody involved. One of the good things, like right now, Lou didn't practice today, Evan didn't practice today. So we're practicing a lot of guys, and we're going to play a lot of people. And, you know, we'll see where we're at the end of the week. But he's made progress.
Was DeMarcus the same thing, Veterans Day?
Yeah, you know, he came out of the game with his neck bothering him a little bit and wanted to go. We just held him. So, yeah, most of those guys are all just rest. Yeah.
Who closes what Jack is doing with the Raider defense to what you saw these guys do?
Yeah, it's you know, it looks like a combination, you know, Kenny being there, you know, and Kenny coming from Seattle and Jack's aggressiveness and what they do. So, obviously, two very, you know, good defensive minds there. And, you know, you got great edges. And those two players right now playing really well. And then the quarterback on the back end who we just talked about. So, a very aggressive group. And, you know, it'll be tough for us to, you know, especially on the edges, we got to hold up.
Gary, I'm guessing you likely know this, but Bill Belichick rotates his offensive line, something that is – probably never really been seen in the NFL.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts on that?
I be honest with you, I like it too. I mean, I think we hopefully we'll get to the point where there's a series of two in a game where Max is playing more. You know, we're doing some of those things. I think Shelly Smith has practiced well. The problem is, offensive line-wise, you suit seven or eight. I mean, that's the maximum in an NFL game. I've even played with six before. So that rotation has to include guys moving spots too. It can't just be backup players. So I think it's something we're trying to get to and work at. We've been rotating a few guys by necessity, so hopefully we'll keep everybody healthy.
During a game?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with you got a good swing guard going to get a series in the first half and going to get another one. I think it, you know, it helps people in the long haul because there's so many snaps in this business, you know. So you try to monitor them as best you can.
Coach, you mentioned it's a good problem to have with your D-line. With how good those guys have played without Derek, how do you plug him back in and not hinder their progress?
He won't hinder anything. I mean, believe me, he's a heck of a player. So I think Derek earned his keep when he was here throughout the offseason and training camp. Derek's earned the right to, you know, to play. We wouldn't put Derek out there if he didn't come back exactly the same guy that he left. So it should only make us better. You know, we'll need them all. Whoever we suit, they'll all play.
Okay. Have a good day. Okay.